George Walker here, talking on behalf of the Topical Culture and Technology series, Digital Self. Now, just before we get into the matter at hand, I will introduce the well-respected actor and director, Maria Lee Metheringham. Maria has been ploughing through the industry the last few years, making quite the name for herself on IMDb with a whopping 30 film credits to her name, not just for acting, but for directing, writing, editing and more. I've had the privilege of acting in two of Maria's projects as well, and two feature films, Pumpkins and Party of Alice. That's why I was lucky enough to get her here to talk on a podcast. So, Maria, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
I'm really glad like you come on here, because I wanted to get a professional voice amongst the question. So.
Yeah, oh, that's nice of you to say so.
So the question at hand is, how does technology and social media impact the lives of Generation Zs? And for those of you that don't know, because I didn't, the Generation Z is the generation reaching adulthood in the second decade of 21st century. So anyone that's familiar with the internet from like a really early age. So I guess I'll throw the question towards you in what makes sense with what you do, being a filmmaker and stuff. How important is social media in terms of marketing and promoting your work and getting actors? Like, how crucial is it to what you do?
It's actually a very big part of being an independent filmmaker. Basically, when you're an independent filmmaker, the only way that you can get out to the wider audience without all the sort of marketing promotion that's paid for bigger companies, things like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you can get out to people who wouldn't know about you unless your film was already out there anyway. So before social media, obviously the only way people would know about you is if you actually had a film that was released or if you're in a magazine. Whereas now, with social media, people know about you before you've even made your films. So you can start generating a fan base up to the build-up of a release of one of your films, and then you've already got people ready to buy it as soon as it's out there.
So I suppose it's like a free advertisement, because not only are you promoting it, then all the cast do, and then friends and family, and like it's just free
basically advertisement. Yeah, well, that's what it starts off with. It starts off with friends, family, and then, you know, friends of friends, you know, friends of family, they start to take an interest in what you're doing.
Well, for anyone that is younger, say like uni students and stuff like that, trying to make a name for themselves, what kind of advice do you have in terms of social media? What do you think they should do to get their name out?
It's just all about looking, well, sounding and looking professional. You know, for example, want to make your name as a film director, you need to present yourself well, you need to have attachments to websites on your social media so people can follow up on a professional level. You know, you want a personal page, have a personal page separate from a professional page. So you have your director page where you put all stuff about what you're doing in terms of filmmaking, writing, working with people, being on set. And then your personal page, you would have that separately.
So you think social media is a pretty huge part of the whole process, because it's obviously sometimes at this stage you can't always afford really good advertising and marketing and stuff, and it's free at the end of the day.
Yeah, so social media, you do need it now. You pretty much have to use it now, but it's good to use for filmmakers making a name for themselves. It's good. Social media's helped massively, and it helps loads of people massively.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fair. Well, I really appreciate you coming on the podcast to speak to us about this question.
Yeah.
I hope to be speaking with you again and working with you again.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll end the podcast there.
Thanks.